We are here at the 2019 Underground Collision with Esteban Camargo. I love the name, by the way.
Thank you very much.
So who are you with, and what brings you here, Esteban?
I'm working with CU Answers. We're a core data processor and 100% credit union owned cooperative, QSO. And I'm just here kind of helping Sue run the Underground Collision. We cooperate with them and help them out with organizing the event. And so I got here bright and early this morning and helped us set up and take down, and got to talk for a little bit during the speed dating section at the end of the
session. What did you talk on?
So I was part of the group that talked about a little bit about what we want to talk about, what was missed during this session, you know, what topics weren't covered that would be a good thing to cover in a future session. So whether that's later this year at an QSO event, or next year, this time back in D.C., you know, kind of what's hot that we missed.
So. Okay, all right. And any highlights, any takeaways from the collision today?
You know,
any collisions to talk about?
It was a great event.
That's what I hear.
It's always fantastic to see the different points of view. There's so many different backgrounds and so many different generations, and to get that perspective, and it's very, what can I say? It's makes me optimistic for the future, that instead of people coming here to argue, I know that we've got this whole collision event, and it's supposed to be kind of, you know, we're button heads with the authorities and all that, but really it's a group of people coming together with a mutual passion for the industry that just wants to share and to build on that passion. So to get that kind of cooperation, to get this whole discussion about maybe let's put aside our cynicism, you know, for one generation or the next, or one type of management versus another, it's more about understanding each other, understanding what we're working on, and kind of building together. Whether we're doing the same things, following the same paths exactly, really we're all passionate about the same thing, and so we're all working towards that same end goal.
Very cool. And so what are your thoughts overall about the event, the collision itself? What are your thoughts about it?
I think the collision is a wonderful event. I'm fortunate that I've been able to participate. Now this is my third event.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This was the first time I actually got to be featured in the collateral, which was exciting.
Congrats!
Thank you. Yeah, as a younger guy in the community and in the industry, who's just kind of...
We need you, man! We need the younger!
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was sharing with my group, is that when I started in credit unions, I didn't really know what a credit union was, to be perfectly honest.
A lot of us were in that same boat when we started this industry.
But the reason I've stuck around is that I bought into the passion that the leaders who came before me have for the industry. And they bought into me and to my potential as an upcoming leader in the industry. And I think it's this kind of back and forth system where, you know, we're looking to leaders ahead of us and seeing their passion and following in their steps, but they're also looking back at us and want to foster that growth in us. So I kind of coined a term, pyramid scheme of passion, where I encouraged some of the individuals there to, you know, take a couple people under your wings, because I was very fortunate to have that happen, and I'm looking forward to being able to pass down what I know to the next generation.
That's mentorship there?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's what's going to foster the next generation of credit union leaders and really continue to drive the importance of the credit union industry.
I love it. That's a great message to end on. Esteban, thank you so much for being here and contributing, and love the whole mentorship thing as well. It's so important. So very cool stuff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work.